The following best practice was identified through Risk Management Foundation's Office Practice Evaluation Program. Since 1998, the Foundation has evaluated hundreds of Harvard-affiliated ambulatory sites through on-site chart reviews and interviews with staff.
Documenting the informed consent process for office-based procedures is fundamental in modern medicine, yet practical challenges remain. Providers are instructed to augment standard consent forms with notes about specific areas that were discussed with the individual patient. Time and legibility, however, can work against an effective record of the consent process. Cryco RMF Office Practice Evaluation Program Manager Jenny Wright says her team's site visits confirm that the approach to documentation varies per individual practice and individual practitioner. One office came up with a technique to help a physician with poor handwriting, but it ends up having multiple benefits.
Basically, what they did is they took stickers or labels and they printed out the risks and benefits of procedures specific to that procedure. So in an office environment where you might be doing two or three procedures, they would have specific risks and benefits for each procedure, which they would then review with the patient, and they would take that label and peel it off with all the description and put it in the medical record and document and sign on it, and document, in fact, that they had discussed all of these risks and benefits with the patient.
Wright points out that in addition to legibility and thoroughness of documentation, the sticker technique increases efficiency of the physician and provides a prompt to ensure that specific risks of a procedure are actually discussed with the patient ahead of time.